Start last week, the sugi of some wolf, sestas, some hay. Subsequently, we got the shiri kainer. And then just took note of, we didn't get involved in that idea, the subsequent sugi of yishtri. A verb at the time, we have the interface of two different topics. Which means at this juncture, what is the question of Kimonic Zed in general, the notion that Gazan can be Kainer, I've dealt with some aspects of that, different levels, different layers of Kinyan, the total Kinyan which is achieved in due time, the partial Kinyan which is achieved through the Maisik Zed as such, and that was at some level not necessarily with the process. Some they would deal with that subsequently, but with the with the substance, the notion that Gazan can be Kainer, which noted with the discussions of Shenim and Achainim, as to whether the total Kinyan would never take place to the instrumentality of the Vice of Kinyan, which takes place at the time of the Zayler, but somehow inhibited, restrained by Chimitz Sashobe. Wherever that restraint is removed, then the kingdom becomes total. But as far as being able to effect and implement total kingdom, the Maisik Zel is self-sufficient. Grounded, of course, in the understanding that Zel in person is only becomes Ganav Gaz if he does the Maisik kingdom. We touched on that briefly, didn't go into full detail. I refer to Chayim and Primation, talks about this. I'll just mention in passing, he addressed himself to the issue which you have in Lashenim as to whether in Gan of Gazdan you require the same degree of what we know the last time you need a Maisik Kinyan Mishnah Fayin Tes. Of course, we need the same degree, the same level of Kinyan as with regard to Bet Chomemkel. That seems to be 2 days, 36 was the Flavel of Mud Beis. Analogous to that, same similar question with regard to Shomrim. Shem also the metal Shem requires a Maisikin of Tzufi or Shemrim. Is it the same level of Kin? I've created the Shemrush of Rabbim, whether it works for Gazdan and Shem. The Malach, the Primation, entertains this connection is whether fundamentally you need a Maisikinian, you need a Gzela, in what respect you need it. He assumes that according to certain Shenim, Gneva Gzela is also a process where the Kinyan Bechal with the involvement of Das Makta. I don't begin to see for the life of me how that's conceivable. Assume that a Ganeva Gazda, the poor victim of Gneva Gzela, Shai Skaiva Kayim, and you say, no, there's Makta. I think it should be patently clear that Gneva Gzela is not Das Makta. You need the Maisik Kinyan not in order to affect the Aknoah, the transfer of Bailus, in order to affect the change by Shetach, which enables one to be created without the Asmakta. Mefke, what is created without the Asmakta? So, in fact, what needs to be done is to neutralize the Bailim. And in this respect, the Maisik Gneve neutralize the Bailim in some sense. But assume that it works through a sort of Asmakta Makna, it is inconceivable. Anyway, that was one track that we dealt with, and it took note of the connection to the Gemara, the Gemara set up the fine base, and referred to some discussions of Shenim and Achrenim with regard to this.
Does this say anything about perhaps the tenuousness of ownership in general? As we arrive at Star and Hashem Arts
The tenuousness, I think, would be too strong a term. I don't know at the time, I'll come back to it in a moment, that what you see there is that ownership is not just some kind of juridic status which is engraved in stone. It to function, it's related to the Metzias Bashetach. We'll get the issue to deal with that issues further. And to that extent, the ownership is tenuous, as opposed to a more absolute conception of ownership, which you might assume as long as you have taken title to something and you have not given it away, it remains in force. In that respect, it's tenuous. So we're done with that question somewhat. There is, I indicated last time, a problematic aspect to this, but this refers to the question just I raised. Namely, there's a recognition of the force of might, which rubs us the wrong way in certain respects. But this, as I noted, is parallel to what you have with regard to Mechamer, and the assumption that Kinyan Mechamer is not a Kinyan of Kinyan Exel, but a different Kinyan, like the Hashba, like the Ravid. And what it affects is the fact that beyond a certain point, as I said, the jure is a function of the facto. If the Metzias Bashetach changes, then how you relate to it, Alpidin, that needs to change as well. We'll deal with this subject again when we get to the Gemara in the Shusay, Sviyav Samaches Samachtes, but more we put it on the table. The discomfort which one nonetheless feels in Kinyan Exela, which given by Luz, may be reflected in something which is perhaps a little striking, in the bullet around of Kuf Dalet. We'll plot through the whole sugya at this point, we'll leave that for another time. But he says, "Vardot to make this chamere, not to the chamere after, not to the steam is chalik susay, not to susay chas elu shalom, shabai misya shemeh." Why the mention needs to be made against something else is another question. But meanwhile, what the Mishnah says is that a person attains bailus, he acquired it from mercy. Why? Because you have yush, and then this is one markiyah for the halacha yush and shmir rishus. You have the yush alone, but in addition to the yush, you have a transfer of authority, ownership. That's kainah. So the Gemara says tana notal maksi lebalim rishenu. If you took the Chamer from the Mechsin, and if you count the division of Bailim, Max the Bailim of the Shem. Kosovo says the Gemara, Yush Kedil Ekani, Mekor Bissura Ser Yadi. And this, of course, here runs in the face of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that he's Kaine, Shebailim is Yashimein. That seems to say two things. Number one, Yush is Kainah. Number two, there's Yush in such a case. If Yush is not Kainah, so then a person will not come and assume Baili. So then one of two things. Then you have to assume that's the case, Yush is not Kainah. So it's against the Mishnah. Or to assume that one can somehow navigate a middle course. Namely, the Mishnah talks about a case in which he doesn't count the Bailim. So it's between him and the Merchsin, the Bailim out of the picture. So then he's kind of, if the Bailim were not Messiah, that itself would retain the Bailim in the picture. So buying it from the Merchsin wouldn't help because you haven't negotiated with the Bailim. But if the Bailim is Yashimen, so maybe the only one you have to deal with is the Merchis, so you're kind of. However, if you deal with the original Bailim, then you're not Kain. Or to assume that the Torah of the Braith is Chelik of the Mishnah, the Mishnah is Yishkedi is Kani, the Braith is Yishkedi is Laikani. But in any event, what I've mentioned so far is unrelated to the issue which we discussed. That's the way Yishkedi Kani, Yishkedi Laikani. Vika de Amri, Ibola Achzir, Yachzi the Bailey Rishani. Tam Yishki di Kani. Yava Efshu Moshe and Shili. Yachzi the Bailey Rishani. His conscience bothers him and he wants to make a shover. Even though the moment is Cheshmishvili was Kaine, he has to return to Bailey Rishani. Why? A Yishki di Kani. Unlike the first Lashon Gemara. Although Yushkid is Kani, but if he says he has to be a Shalai, of course, the Gemara means over here, the Chure is not Machzibel Shalai, give him a ton. But you give him a ton to whoever you want. The Chure, what it means is, Yavabu Yavshiva, I know the Cheshmishpit, it's mine, it belongs to me. I don't want to take advantage of that which is Cheshim Mishpat. Machzir Balev Rishenim. Now this could mean one of two things. Either Machzir Balev Rishenim is Mechuy to Machzir Balev Rishenim. Even though, if he had not said, if he had not pegged himself at the level of sort of just see this. So he's not able to return because Yishkid is Kani. But if he decides he wants to be Machzir, so then it no longer becomes something which is volitional, but a chiyuv to machzir b'alim rishenim. Or if we don't want to go that far, say that it's a chiyuv, so machzir b'alim rishenim, that you don't have to be makneh again, that's if you give him the matone, but you return the b'alim rishenim, unraveling the whole process of the yeshiva rishus. What we have done here is machlokes with the first lashon and the second lashon. On the face of the first lashon, it's chiddush in the Mishnah. That posed a problem for some rishonim. Some of them said that it's not chiddush in the Mishnah. We're talking about different elements here. We're talking about the guf ikar gzeila or some kind of excess, some change that's left over. No mention is made of the Mishnah that's got a change. That's the Baal HaMoir assumes. If not the Machzir Rishenim, he gives the change of Baal Rishenim. This is difficult to understand the Mishnah, but if you want to avoid the steer of the Mishnah and the Braise, that's the Baal HaMoir decides. The Ravid gets about the study of something else, which you just mentioned, we do it another time. And this is the possibility that the whole halacha of Yishkid the Kodesh Lekod Al Kiyan Exeler, if the Bailim is around and he asks to return the Chayfetz, we have to return. Hashem asks this runs in the face of all the Sufis. That's the right. This also does not relate to our immediate topic. The Pashas would pass to the second question. The question is, why bark as a bad little shame? However, we learn it. If we learn this, give him a matane, certainly it's difficult. Not give him a matane, but to in effect, disavow the rights which he has coming to him, the kingdom which he has coming to him, from Cheshim Mishpat. Do we find such a thing? Cheshim Mishpat says, it's yours. Seems to give back to somebody else. So who would ever fact that this Gemara, thinking of this last Baalach, is precisely the kind of discomfort or problematic aspect which I mentioned before, the recognition of might as dictating right. I thought what Baalach Zavar Hashem means, if he says, I know El Chame belongs to me, but how could it be? With the sheer force and violence, I took away somebody's moment, it should be coming to me. That's in Bolax. Then you have to ask yourself, we'll do it from the time, what level of Midasidus is this? The different layers of levels of Midasidus, how much is Sidkis, how much is Shura Sadin, nonetheless, in a certain sense. I should take the Schemaras to be viewed. Say, in light of the problem which you raised last night. all this has to do with the track, that aspect of what we dealt with last time, which relates to Kinyanik Zele as a group, Yush or anything else, as a group. The other element, which, as we noted, is that which is Mishinui, the Chuvah unrelated, not necessarily related to the question of Kinyanim. In this respect, we saw the Sugya of Samchei. So it's the Yom Dalad, which seems to include certain applications which have to do with Shinui simply as a reality, whether you recognize that it's a change of identity, whatever the application may be, not necessarily Kinyanim. Rashi, as I noted, both Rashi and Samchel, Rashi and Gimel, seems to go against that, but it's very, very difficult to assume that. We saw the Rambam in particular, we got to Shilash Nagez. Those are Pashto Sugyas, Estan, etc. That's a separate issue. Now, if we come to deal with Shiru Kainer, Shirinu Kainer, so we deal with the interface of the two. The fact that Kemi Kinyanim for the Gaslin, even though nobody's remarked to him. And secondly, we recognize the reality of Shinui and give halakhic recognition. We noted, of course, in dealing with Shinui, we have various levels which we need to take into account. What we've already seen, whether Shinui is created or not, reflected in questions with whether the Akinyanik Zela or not. That we somebody briefly before. The second level, assuming the Akinyanik Zela exists, that there is a way of being Kainer through Zela without Das Makne, where does Shinu stand? Is that Shinu an instrumentality of that? And if it stands, how does that proceed? This way we discussed previously, this Kinyanik Zele. But to this purpose, if we're dealing with Shinui, as we create Kinyanik in King Zele, and we deal with Shinui in other areas which do not involve the transfer of Bailus, including the old Bailus and the establishment of new Bailus, then we have to ask ourselves, what is the common denominator? Is the common denominator of Shinu with regard to Rishtages, Shinu with regard to Esnan, and the Shinu with regard to Kinyani? The applications, of course, are different, but the phenomenon is the same in terms of its definition, and the rationale of the phenomenon is the same. It's both for the same reason and for different reasons. And here, of course, we begin to get involved in the strands of Shinui and task ourselves how it's to be defined. We know the last time, we didn't get involved in analyzing it yet. There's a number of variables to be taken into account. One variable which we looked at just very briefly at the end, Rashi Samachvav, as to how the Shinu is affected. Rashi says, the Ganev, the Gazdan, the Mishalabi Yadayim. Second variable is the extent of the Shinui, whether it's Chazal B'yasa, not Chazal B'yasa, reversible, irreversible. Third element is the degree of Shinui. The degree of Shinui itself breaks down into two independent issues. One has to do, if you wish, with the process, which was the result, but how deep and how wide she needs to run. What is the effect of what has changed? Form, the function, some other aspects, the color, the shape. I think form, what kind of form? I just have to cover the whole of the S, all of it. The person stole a car and he painted everything but the rear fender. That's Shinu and that's Shinu. Assuming the very painting is a Shinu. This is one area. With regard to this, we don't get very much guidance in the Gemara. For that matter, not too much guidance from Shinu either. There are points in which the Gemara clearly deals with this issue, but some of the results we find surprising. Take a piece of lumber and you paint it, so that's Shinu. Take a tree and chop it down. The Gemara said, that's not Shinu. The tree before, it's a tree now. Before it was an organic entity, and now it's inorganic. And the video of the guy's late seem, and also the Gemara deals with some issues concerning this. In a different order, it's a question which is implicit at the same points of the Gemara, which Hashanim addressed more fully, and this is Shem Hashem Shinu Maisa. The question of Shem Hashem Shinu Maisa so breaks down into two issues. One is very relational, which I mean, or maybe I should put it a little bit differently, is there any cooperation between the two? Does each function independently, leaving Yush aside for the moment, but Shem functions, Shemaisa functions, each of them is in the same status, not because one is somehow involved in the other. No. No, it's equal to the other. So this is the Shinu, that's the Shinui. And every area we deal with Shinui, whether in Kinyonim or in other areas, any of those will suffice. Or do you say, no, that Shinu Hashem Shinu Maiser, at some point, at certain levels, go together. Shin Hashem independent doesn't work, Shin Maisa independent doesn't work. Only Shin Hashem, which has Shin Maisa, Shin Maisa, Shin Hashem. That's one sense. You require both in practical terms. On the ground, what changed? You need two changes. Secondly, not necessarily the practical plane, but the conceptual plane. Related to Shinu Hashem, Shinu Maisa, one can see we have a general category which is called Shinu. That takes various forms. In various forms, you say, yeah, not just in, you paint it all, you paint half. But conceptually, various forms. Change of identity, in terms of classification, there's one kind of change, Shinu Hashem. Even with the no change has taken place in terms of classification, but in terms of what you can do with it, there's been a change, physical change, and these are totally independent. Or do we say no? That basically, it's not that the two parallel tracks, Shinu Hashem and Shinu Maisa. There's one track. One of these shinuim is in effect a manifestation of the other. A priori, of course, if I say that one of the two is the root concept, and the other is simply a katimtze of that concept, a priori that can move in two directions. Namely, I could say either the what?
Shinu Maisa is the occurrence, Shinu Hashem is an outgrowth. Or Shinu Hashem is the occurrence, Shinu Maisa is an outgrowth.
Yeah, either for the basic concept of Shinu Hashem. And Shinu Maisa works not as an independent category. Shinu Maisa works because Shinu Maisa entails a Shinu Hashem. And if you're going to have a Katimtze with a Shinu Maisa, the Shinu Hashem, then Shem is totally unaffected. You would not to be regarded as shinui. On the contrary, to say that basically the halacha of shinui maise. Shinui maise works because it entails a shinui, but shinui Hashem works because shinui Hashem is conceived in certain terms as being shinui maise. Even though physically nothing has changed, but a change in identification is not just put a new, you attach a new label to it. It reflects the fact that you relate to this new entity. So you attain this new entity without using a saw and a hammer. You did it with Shimon Feirish. You did it through some kind of process of reclassifying and redefining. Basically, regard this as being kind of virtual shinui maaseh, even though in practical terms it isn't. So, having in this respect, three possibilities: either shinui Hashem shinui maaseh are alternate tracks, or the shinui Hashem is the basic concept, shinui maaseh is simply an expression of shinui Hashem, or on the contrary, the basic concept is shinui maaseh, shinui Hashem is a variant of shinui maaseh. This is a way preparatory presenting the basic issues concerning this. In terms of what we'll find when we look at the shenim, we'll encounter more in relation to the theoretical conceptual material here than the practical side. How much you have to paint and so on, I don't know. The light of the sugi is whether you had a clear idea. I say how much, that's a quantitative point, but it may have a quantitative aspect as well. Just to give an example. I stole chest of drawers, unvarnished, unpainted. And I painted, I leave the back unpainted, I leave the sides unpainted. That's a quantitative issue. Suppose I do something different. I paint all of it, or varnish all of it, only with one coat. Let's assume that normally, if you buy such raw chest of drawers, you put two coats on it. That is a shinui, that's not a shinui. These issues I don't find so clearly addressed. We'll note in points in which they arise, but the other issues I thought were fully on the table. All right, let's start what Rashi says. I'm Rabbi Shimon Kainer. Echad Shani Rubi Yadayim Shem Yidrais Vadei Kona. Focus on Shalvi Yadayim. This is the best of my knowledge that's appeared in the Gemara. On the contrary, the Gemara speaks of changes, which not the Adai, for instance.
It grew up.
It was late example, Tlevin Asai. Tlevin Asai is Machlok Stigmar, not the Mohib, the Mohib, the Mohib, but it's Shinui or not. But the problem with the Gemara there is whether it's a Shinui altogether. The Mohib does raise the issue that it happened b'meile. If you have a drashi and Bach thinks make quite a lot also like that. The question, of course, is how to understand this. And perhaps there are two questions need to be raised. One, a practical issue. The other, the other שלושה. אם או כאן או למעלה. או בחדר או למעלה. One is a practical l'shoach l'maise. The other is also practical, has a practical side, but perhaps more conceptually as well. The Gemara says, Rashi says, "Ich l'shedi l'bi yadayim." Today, is the case here clear? Is it something which you might ask about? One might raise some question. I would raise it, if not for the other issue that I want to touch upon, as to who is Mishana? Does it make a difference? And I think that depending on how one understands the need for the Yadayim, better arrive at different answers. One way to deal with the question of the need for the Yadayim or not is to take it as related to the definition of change. That which occurs automatically, normally, without some kind of intervention, without some kind of diversion from one aspect to another, it's not a shina. It was Levin Asa'il, so according to Madomo, it's not a shinui. Not a shinui. Doesn't mean nothing changed. Of course, Levin Asa'il has changed. Oh, you might have understood. Natural change, or passive change, if you want to call it that, is not defined as a change. That's the normal course of things. Achieve is not simply whether the parameters of an object have changed or not. Shinui is diversion, a derailment of one kind or another. Really? If that's the case,
would we say it's a question of kavana, the person's intent, that's why I need the person, or you're not dealing with that?
Well, this relates to the question we'll talk about, which I have in the middle of talking about before. It's making a difference who does it. If what's at issue is whether it's confined to shinui at all, and what Rashi's saying is shinui, which is not biyadayim, is not defined as shinui, then it's quite conceivable that it doesn't matter who was Mishana, the Gazla and somebody else. The question is how the shinui comes about and what's the result, what's the bottom line. In this context, the question of Pinchas raises over here doesn't depend upon the mere fact that somebody else is, that some external force is involved. Would you take into account the question of the Kavana? Possibly. One direction is to relate this to the issue of the definition of Shin. I mentioned this partly for this Rashi per se, but partly, but it's a critical issue with regard to the whole range of shinui, and I tried to take note of that earlier. The other way to understand this, or another way to understand this, is to suggest, as it after the Gazlan, what's the issue is not whether it's shinui or not. Rashi's saying, I'm not talking whether it's shinui or not. We're not a shinui screener. What a machine can shinui any kind. It's the mere fact of shinui. Entitle a person to be kainu. Possibly not. And maybe what Rashi is saying is, if the shinui will be yadayim, that's the kind of shinui which is kainu. It would be shinu without this. But not be shinu is kind. One can understand this, of course, that be svarer. What role we assign to shinu? Here I want to take a moment about this point, an extensive comparison of shinu and yiyush. But yiyush, the pashtus is the 2 days test of some test later on, pashtus in yiyush that the gazdan is kaina, out of passivity. He does nothing. I said 2 days test later on the Samach Teres as to whether he has to make a new kinyan after the Yush. But the Pashas is that he doesn't have to. He's totally passive. Then you ask yourself, totally passive, how is he kinyan? So you get back to what we discussed previously, whether the initial Mashiach kinyan is kinyan, the initial Mashiach Zed is kinyan, whatever it is. Whatever it is, you're kinyan without doing anything. Is shinu the same kind of thing? Shinu without yush. Also kind of pasul. What do you say? No, it's the difference between shinu and yush. In yush, the bottom is in effect weakened his link to the chayfetz. Has distanced himself from the chayfetz. Has moved himself from the scene. Mele, there's a vacuum and the guy who can enter. Shinu, there is no vacuum. So shinui, passive shinui as such is not kind of way. So what you need is some active involvement on the part of the gazlan. That involvement is shown it'll be a dime. Now of course there's a difference between these two ways of understanding it conceptually, and there'll be an enormous difference. Can be an enormous difference in terms of the scope. If I say the problem is not that it's a shinu, not a shinu. The shinu it is. No vas, the problem is the shinu which is kainu. So that's an issue with regard to which area. What's that problem? If we're not dealing with the definition of shinu, we acknowledge that it could be defined as shinu if there's no involvement in the bite of your dying. But the question is it kainya? So that's sort of relevance with regard to Gazda being kainya, with regard to Berubin of some of Roman Aleph. But if we deal with other areas, Esna, Reish Tagez, etc., etc., then whatever is shinu flies. So we don't need to concern ourselves whether your dying may not be your dying. And then to take this Rashi, the Shul of Yodayim, is to be limited to this particular case. If ever we say that the issue is whether it's shinui or not, it's also possible, and halacha we find it very often, that the same term, same concept, appearing in different contexts, is differently defined. Shem Kli, Shem Eichel, many, many basic concepts in halacha, differently defined in different areas. But then the possibility that if you deal with the concept, the definition of shinui, it's not a local concept of kinyan exele, but a more general concept of the question of the concept of shinui, and therefore applicable to Esther, etc., is also feasible. If we look to the Gemara here, Ksiva Tnid, Shinu Kain. Ksiva, Tzayat Rashi Gazal, Shgad Bnei Shgad Yazal, Shgad Yadav Abba Shiru. Clearly, if we were to read this Gemara without the Rashi, wouldn't occur to us in Shinu Yadayim. The question is it Kain Shigazal or not Kain Shigazal? At the moment it's not Kain Shigazal, it's as if the object disappeared, And you have to pay dummy because the object is no longer here. You have a new object and it's substitute. But we can live with it. You need to be a daim. You can't shigaz al yachzir. We love. If it's not can't shigaz al, because it's not that which he was got, but he changed it, the bug should. But we need to examine this not only in light of the Gemara's Chaya, of the Pasuk and the Ksivir, but also in Tinina. So there are two cases. A great Asun Kayim, Tzavasun Godim, Shalim, Kishasak Zelim. Okay, that's the Gatashini Kainer, or Gaslin. The Mishnah there speaks explicitly where it was done by Yadayim. So that does not in any way militate against Rashi. Might even be supportive of him being a daim. The other case, Lizu Dashani, Achitzuai Patu, Almashini Kainer. So here, we have to ask how would Rashi learn the Gemara? You could learn. Here we're talking not about a case of Gneva, Zaylub, Bashis like the Rambam. And what I mentioned is that in the Chetimtz, the case of the Mishnechu is Megidda B'Yadayim. It would not have made a difference. But the case is one Megidda B'Yadayim. Or to say no, that the case of Gezalitzim also require biyadayim, and that gave it the least we need to let Eshtag also did biyadayim, and Salach all over. I think one can learn either way in Rashi. The major issue is, I've said, not so much the concern about how to understand the Rashi as such. I'll be smart if we're going to understand it, and any of the variations that I'd suggested, but the fact that it's not mentioned in the Gemara anywhere. And moreover, the pashtus of the sugyas later on seems to run in the face of this. And here they're related previously to the case of Gitlavet HaSayil. We're looking at the Mishnah of Tzadik Vav Amud Beis. It's also something happens automatically. Apparently here, and you don't have to, and you need to disclaim it. This seems to run against the Rashi. Unless you press the service, the Gemara, the day of the Gemara, that Kichasha, but the Gemara would appear that Kichasha, in this case, the Imam Shalaki, if Kichasha lost weight, would seem to be that even Kichasha, Skina, even though it's a change in life, turns not significant. Apparently, the Skina itself will be sufficient. I don't know how Rashi learns this and sooner later than that.
Is it impossible to say that Rashi is contrasting, is just using the phrase Shani B'Yadayim to contrast with Yayas, meaning it's just using it as a general term for Shini Maisa? Like the Gemara uses the phrase that Plevenas Ayel does not Shini B'Yada, so but it's impossible to say that for Rashi. It means Lazavka.
I don't think it's impossible, but it's surprising that Rashi said the first such case. So we have some question whether it's criterion of the Yadayim, as to where it applies and to whom it applies.
Haven't you noticed in the Primosha that he at least answered the question from Plevanas Ayel by pointing out that Rashi and Gemara of Plevanas Ayel only limits that Gemara to Kefal. And isn't talking about Rashi and Kona. Besides Dal Vahe.
Yeah, I understand. All right, that would be limiting it. Of course, you're limiting it. We'll have to deal with shortly the other connections as well, as to whether the area that we're talking about or the application. Let's go for a moment to the Web of Beloy himself. Read the Gemara, it's one halacha. Now, Shiv Yadu Knoe, Mele it's his, totally his, Mele Tavach Macha Shleim Tave, Shleim Mecha. So there's no Chidush in the Sefer beyond the Reshi. As if it's not Shiv Yadu anymore. Comes the total binding in every respect. The male is actually to be bought from the Nixel. Alternatively, I suggest that there's some Chidush here, and wait a second, there's some qualification. Chiddush could be of one of two planes. One is, if we limit the Dashi B'yodu K'noi, rather than say, it doesn't become totally his. It becomes his with regard to Chiv Dalad V'Heitav Chumacha. How could I have ever such a possibility? We swear it first. Yes. We could say that we speak of Bailus, we speak of different levels, different strands. In order for a person to be Chayiv, Tavach Umachal, so he has to be Tavach Umachal Shal Abailim, but perhaps totally Shal Abailim. Partially not Shal Abailim. If the Bailus has been affected, as for instance, they have a whole sugya of Zeni Vashusai, the Nigzal before Yush cannot be Makdish. God Moshe can't sell, can't be Makdish. Ah, it's his. Yes, it's his. But it's a limping kind of Bailus, and therefore he can't be Makdish. Could very well be, we've got the Tavach Umachal, that even if we don't assume that, even if we don't say the God was killed totally, but the fact is that the Bailus, the Nixel, was affected adversely, and therefore, Tavach Umachal, you have a sort of divided Bailus, some of the Bailus of the Nixel, some of the Bailus of the Gazlin, and for that purpose, he's put. But I grant this is a little far-fetched in the context of the Gemara. And the parasha says that I should get a knoy totally. Is there at any point setoch moshet v'shnei meicher? So you just put on the table. We won't deal with this right now. Rashi is a v'shenu of the time and taste of some sand the base. That even if you is kainu, if a man yush kainu, if a person is tovech meicher lach yush, he's chayv dalad vei. That's the other side of the coin, the reverse, what I mentioned just a moment ago. I said that possibly even if the Gaza is not koine, he's put them down to hay. It's the reverse, that even if he is koine, he's chayv dalad vei. If one acknowledges the possibility of this on logical grounds, then we have the Gemara over here is one of two things, either a rejection of that. You might have thought that there once he's kainer, and now that he's chayv, sometimes it's not so. Ashvira knoy is kainer totally, tabachomach is pater. Or, alternatively, to assume that maybe he's limited to shino and yush. Yush is possible that Tobi Chomachir should be chayv afterwards. She knew it, it's inconceivable. Whether this distinction is in order or not, we'll only be able to know after we've examined Shinu and Yush, and we saw, compare them more fully. But still, I raise the question. Now, in Rashi, this position that you need Shinui Babi Yadayim is fundamental. It relates to the whole scope of Kinyan Shinui. Possibly, as I've said, not the whole scope of Kinyan Shinui, possibly with regard to the whole area of Shinui, to Reish Tagez, including Esnan, etc. And in that respect, there's a bit of a Shittas Yochi. The notion that we differentiate Shinui Bav Yadayim and Shinui Shinat Bav Yadayim, that is much broader provenance. And the Asyok and the other Rishen and Balatesis are ready to acknowledge this. And we speak here of three possible Shittas. Either to assume there's no difference whatsoever between Bav Yadayim and Bav Yadayim, and you always kind of, or to assume that you never kind of, or actually, you to assume that you totally reject the distinction between Bav Yadayim and Bav Yadayim, and in any event, she is kind of like Bav Yadayim. Yeah, or the contrary is correct. The way to say that I always require it, or to say sometimes yes, sometimes no, depending on certain variables. Then we have to ask what are the variables. If we assume that there are some variables, we take some intermediate position, then of course we have to come back to the question raised with Dr. Rashi. Why, if at all, should it make a difference between Yadayim and Abiyadayim? The question we've dealt with Gat Rashi in his work, comprehensive formulation, could be raised according to other Rishonim with regard to a more limited, restricted differentiation. Where does this issue come up in Rishonim? Whether we take it to account as Abiyadayim or not?
Jesus and Bladas.
Yeah, conceivably, but more simply here. Who talks about this issue? The Taz talks about it. What's this says? This says why we need Shin Kaina more as two psuki. One pasuk, Shukain Kishagaz, etc. Another pasuk, Esther Hamel Shinriyan. Of course, these are different psukim. That is, the words are different, perception is totally different. One says the Shinri exists, the other Shim Kabaymid. We spoke about last time, the legend of what I've said again. Now, we would say, okay, Shinri Kabaymid, but does that mean that Gazan is Kaina? Or he's not Kaina? So that's one issue. There's another issue of the reality of Shinui as such. There's one question is whether we acknowledge Shinui. If we're acknowledging Shinui, what are the ramifications of God to a Gosling? We might very well have said that we recognize Shinui. This is not going to help the Gosling because the whole Shinui came about through him. And generally, we don't find it such a keen. Just as I said last time, Shemir was not going to be Shinui. That's also not created with Shin. So what is the difference from Suki? There's a problem, I think, is that the Gemara, when it deals with Shinui, without the Gazlan, refers to the two Suki. This is just my Bar Musa. One test says you need two psukim. One is for Chayzer B'Yosef and Chayzer B'Yosef. Therefore, the question that arises is once you know you have two psukim, once you know the Shinchen Chayzer B'Yosef, so it could be, as the Gemara says in certain other cases, if you only had one pasuk, would have limited it to Shinu Shechiz B'Yosef. If you have another pasuk, now it's Kamashu and you need both. However, Tesin Sukkah says otherwise. Tesin says, if it's Shinu Shechiz B'Yosef, Dafka nas to be a daim. Shechiz B'Yosef, even without be a daim. He had recognition, of course, of significance of nas to be a daim and not. Does this shed any light, if we accept this Shita, shed any light on the questions which raised here before, significant as of Yadayim? To what does it contribute? See if Yadayim contributes to having the reality of Shinui? Or as of Yadayim, is that making more of Shiras of Shinui? As much machine as you can have even without that's your daim. But in terms of having ramifications, the Chalis, the Kinyan Gzela, there the that's your daim becomes a factor. This in turn could depend change setting a little bit on how we regard in the Chesed of B'Yosef. What issue could be raised by the Chesed of B'Yosef? Chesed Abinasa. Can I ask,
does it not allow the Shinui to take place, or does it allow the Shinui to take place, but because it's
Chesed Abinasa,
it's not
Kohenet? Yeah. How do you relate to the issue of Chesed Abinasa? Chesed Abinasa is a problem. It's not a Shinui. You dress it, you undress it. It's not a Shinui at all. Or do you say, no, it's a Shinui? It's not kind of, it's kind of something more. The Gemara later on I mean, Shinu is not kainu. Tell me, you should say nu. It's kainu. He only pays damim. You should go to Sashabi. So, what's the bottom line? Shinu chesed b'yasa is kainu. Kainu mit rabban, you should go to Sashabi. Need that be the bottom line? In every case, Shishkezer Priyasai, the Sakharis Hashabim. Monsukir. Vankiri, where it says by Lulu from Gaslin, probably Yitzir, because it's Gosl. Can you have Shinu Meiser? Because Lulu went to Chagat. He said, if you're to Chagat, Shechet, 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 They said the problem is when you ask me the rice, the only kind with the rabbanon, it can't be yitz. And this is what raises the more general issue, which I have many areas in halacha, a kinyan of the rabbanon. Effectively, they got the areas the mitzvahs in Yisur Deraisa. So they say, Sekashi, in more later on, where you mashma that you were Yitzhak with God, it was a Drabbanon, even though the Deraisa went Kainer. As it says, Tishtat Hossam, Shutakoris Hashavim, and that's what the case with regard to the sukkah they put at the border of Meirish. But that doesn't apply to Lutzer Chaga, Karas Hashavim. The place this lashon would appear, this relates particularly to Kodesh HaShovim. What's Kodesh HaShovim? HaShovim means someone stole a board and he built it at the ceiling. You come and you tell him you weren't koiner, there's no yitshiru, no yush. He has to take apart his whole house. Not return the board. So he won't do it. If you tell him he has to do some minor thing in order to be up to snuff, he'll do it. It's not a question, it's the Rabbonim and the Raisa. It's the Rabbonim which has it, the Kodesh HaShovim angle. So you have to gauge how difficult would it be if you pushed in the Midas Adin. That's the impression given by Tesis. But Chulam could say something else. In line with the Matzir Shteis talks about with now with the Vinespa. What's Lashon there? Shir Chizri B'yasi Leish V'yishinu. Tal Shinu. When Chulam wants to learn Shir Chizri B'yasi proper, there are two levels of Chizri B'yasi. One chesed b'yasa is something which is so ephemeral, so tangential, so external to the reality of the chayfets that you don't regard as a change. You take a lulav, you take the asim and the arabis, so you tie them up. So you tie them up, you untie them, you don't regard as a new reality. But he stole lumber and built a sefarim shrank and filled it with sefarim. That's a shinui. Sefarim shrank is not boards. It's not boards which have been tied together by some external factor. It's the new reality. Now of us, it's a reverse of a reality. So here, the Choykele, that's the Gemara saying. But that goes like three eighteen. You have it, the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, you're Kenyan. Because it is a Shinui, the problem is the Kenyan. So Kenyan, with the Raisa, Shiraz, by Yosef, any reverse from Shinui is not Kenyan, but the one in its Kenyan. I read my book when it's a Shinui. Shiraz, by Yosef, is not a Shinui at all. It's nothing. So it's not the Rabbanon either, because it's not Shinui. And if we learn this is how we understand the Shir Chizri B'yasa, then we ask ourselves, doing it b'yadayim, as opposed to doing it having done mechanically or automatically, will it make a difference? Of course, it depends. And what kind of Shir Chizri B'yasa we're talking about. If the problem of Shir Chizri B'yasa is the problem of what? There are two possibilities. It's not a Shinui at all, or it's a Shinui, but it's not Kainu. So what might be the significance of B'yadayim? We'll think for a moment. If the problem is it's not a shinui, so what would the yadayim have to do?
Nothing. Doesn't add anything. But if it's a matter of kinyan, then yadayim can.
If we want to regard the yadayim as correcting the situation, it could only be if we assume that some of yadayim is a shinui. If, however, we assume that there is a shinui, in any event, the biyadayim, if all biyadayim does that, makes it more of a shinui, that make a difference. If the problem is shir chizri b'yasa, it's a problem not whether it's got to be shinui or not, but a question of whether it's kainer. So then the biyadayim would have to be effective to tell us. It might be key. this could have some ramifications with regard to which b'yadayim, to which shirchas b'yosef b'yadayim would be effective. Does it help with regard to all shirchas b'yosef? One shirchas b'yosef of the order of the Gemara, of the order of Shigazetsu and Hassan Shida, maybe that would make a difference.
Okay. Didn't Tosfos here say almost the opposite, Svara? He says that that Marish is less of, building a Marish into Kosel is less of a Shinu Maisa than being Oged.
What do you do with this, Rishon? So we have the issue of what the problem is that we deal with. The problem is the degree of level of shin, the degree of shin. Or we deal with the kinyan, not quite the degree of shin. This can relate to a number of variables that we have over here. One is the difference between yadayim or not. The other is got chesed b'yosei. This related or not? As we all say, no shinu, it's shinu. It may be, I say this with some interpretation, that a similar issue can be raised without the third point. But here we enter dangerous waters. Start with the Gemara of Shinui, and the Gemara moves on to Yush. In certain cases, the Gemara is with Yush, it's not Kaina, but where it is Kaina, the Gemara says, it's kind of not because of Shinui, and not because of Yush, because of Shinui. What do I say? And he said, "Saying Rabbi Yosef Agesiv, Alam Rabbi Haimil the Kashuv Rabbi Agesiv says it's a shame."
Oh, okay. Which is that one?
Alam Rabbi.
Agesiv by the Rabbi. Masya flow Rabbi Barbarhana. Valo itzba shanukan, vitzba in srifa kitsua, the snan, homakom shain, chisan malacha, machshava metamaso, ish chisan malacha, in machshava metamaso, chutzmena itzba. Ela marava, high milsa kashi bay rabbi, the revyosif, eser metart in shnin, velo ifrika, ad the yosef revyosif, beresha opirka, shinu hashem, kishin maise domi. So, keep going. Shine Maisa my time. Hasa may kara eitzim hashta keun. Shine Hashem nami may kara korule mishcha v'hashta varz. Harim marish deka shine Hashem may kara kshura v'hashta tzlala. Utnan al hamarish avdol shabino v'bira shenotol damav mitnei takanas hashavim. Time of mitnei takanas hashavim. Ha lav hachi hader v'inei. Am Rav Yosef marish mo Allah. Tisan yatsalos habayis elu hametalin v'ha ubim. Elu hamreshos. Reb Zera Amar Shine Hachozer Lebriyaso B'Shini Hashem Lo Havishine.
Alright, Shiyum.
B'Shini Hashem Shino Chozer Lebriyaso Mi Havishine. B'Harit Tzinor D'Meikara Kitzitzas Kitzitzta B'Hashta Tzinora. V'tanya, tzinor shachakku v'lebesov kavu poselas ha-mikva. Kavu l'besov chakako eino poselas ha-mikva. V'yam rachini ha-shem milsehi. Afilu kavu l'besov chakako nami l'pasel. Shaini she'iva d'midra abonon hi. Ihachi afilu d'reisha nami. Hasa mika toras kuyala v'talosh. Hacha ein toras kuyala v'talosh. Meisvei, haganav ha-gazlam ta-anas hektation hektash u'chumasun chuma u'masrosean maisei. Imri hasa mikashini hashem, the mekar tivla v'hash de truma, hektish mekar chulin v'hash de hektish.
Okay. What do we have in this Gemara? First of all, we introduce something new. You know about it before? We heard of Shinu. So we assume Shinu is what the Meir calls what? Who assumes
That Shinu Maisa is the only type
of Shinu. So Shinu Maisa. We could not have known. Shinu Maisa means a change, a physical change, which was created by human intervention, or not. But there's some physical change. Now the Gemara tells us something new. Shinu Yashem. First, that there is such a thing. We don't know from this Gemara, of course, that there's such a thing. Where does it stand in relation to Shinu Maisa, the question I raised before? Particularly, we don't know, which we will just raise now, we'll get involved in it for the moment, as to where it stands with Shinu, with Yush, without Yush. And the assumption that Shinu Maisa does not require Yush. Shinu and Yush are independent categories. So if Shinu Maisa and Shinu Hashem are of a similar order, of course Shinu Hashem shouldn't require Yush either. What does the Mosse say over here? Case of Kitsa.
There is a
case of Utsva.
It's telling him what it is yet.
Fi, no.
I should read inside.
What did I say before? In case we're talking about
there you go. Shabbat. Yeah.
Yishabayli. So Shinu Hashem, the Kabbalah says, equals Shinu Maisa. And yet, with regard to Shinu Maisa, we don't require Yishabayli. Shinu Hashem requires Yishabayli. So we're driven to one of two points. Either to be Mechadish, Shinu Maisa also requires Yush. And we have to ask ourselves, in one case, is that possible? And two, is it? How does Shidduch, this Kelayim beauty, understood? Or at the other end, to divorce Shinu Maisa and Shinu Hashem in the face of what the Gemara says over here. Either alternative is a bit jarring. But there's a third possibility. Namely, that fundamentally,
could you say also that you don't need Yesh for Shinu Hashem, but you need Yesh in this context for a different reason, serves a different function.
Yeah, fundamentally, Shinu Hashem doesn't require Yesh. In theory, in practice, it requires Yesh in certain cases. Why? Why?
Depending on the context, you could require Yayish to demonstrate a certain level of violence beforehand.
But within the context of the Shinu, to what purpose does it serve? The Yayish.
That's an endurance.
As the creation of the Shinu.
Yeah. You can't do Shinu Hashem if you're a stranger, or if the Bible is totally in control. Order that there should be Shinu Hashem, you need there should be Yeush. Yeush simply opens the door to the being of Shinu Hashem. Once there is a Shinu Hashem, then it does its goes about doing its job. No less effectively, no less comprehensively than Shinu Maisa. We got to this, it seems to be two days and tastes over here. Ben Farish. I got a taste of the new computer.
Yeah. Is Vim Tomer?
Ben Farish.
A little bit later. Vinir Lafarish. Divelo Yeyashiri. Lahaki Parath Lerav Yosef. Iyamit Bishlama Dishine Hashem Lo Klum. Who Shapir. El Iyamit Dishine Hashem Kotan in Yeyashkani. Simkain Shine Hashem Godol Ki Hai Demarish. Yeshalok Nosa Bifne Afta. Vachin Mashma Leel Dishine Hashem Kosh of Greda Kani. The Parath Gabi Ganath Klev in As Isle. The nickname Dishine Hashem. The Have Shine Hashem Kosh. The Odi Shlomar, the Bechol Makom have Shini Hashem great the Kani Lerav Yosef below Yeish. Ulkach Yeish Lahoil Lo Bemarish below Yeish, the Mash at Sarach Yeish Baoros, Lav Mishum Kinyan. The Kinyan have a Mishum Shini Hashem Lahude. The Hayeish Ain Sarach Elk Desha Yoil Machsheves Yehudo, the Shavye Avarzin. The Imlav Hayeish Ain Khan Shini Hashem. The Chain Behekdish, Boy Imo Yeish, Shim Ain Yeish Ain Shem Hekdish Halo, the Ain Khan Shini Hashem. V'chein shini rishos, im ein yeish ein shini rishos. Aval marish v'lo yeish nami ikka shini Hashem, v'yeish lo l'ho b'thnei atzla. V'chein gabe tzlev v'nasa ayol, diamrinan l'el v'nikni b'shini Hashem.
The passage of the second thousand tases, maybe the shini Hashem is nidlik shini ma'isir, it's not required to be covered by yush, but in certain instances, the shini Hashem has certain halachic parameters. It's only chalot shini Hashem, but it's halachically mandated. He does by them, he does he that. So there, you require the yush in order that there should be a Shini Hashem. But the effectiveness of the Shini Hashem is only independent. Okay, this is straightforward and simple. It leaves open the questions which you raised previously about the relationship between Shini Hashem and Shini Maisir, whether these two parallel tracks, whether one is the Shini or the other, and if so, is the Shini Hashem on the Shini Maisir, Shini Maisir on the Shini Hashem. All that's left open. And we could very simply assume that there are two core kinds of Shinu. That's it. The first thousand tases, it's involved in some additions we raised previously, although in a different format. It says, no, it's a different, sometimes you require Yush, sometimes you don't require Yush. But not as in order to enable the Shini Hashem to take place. You require Yush to enable the Shini Hashem to function, because in terms of pure Shinui, it's not sufficient. So you have a distinction between two levels of Shinui. That's some of the other questions before we asked ourselves to the levels of Shinui, and some additional factors introduced. And we say for level A it's necessary, level B it's not necessary. What does the initial factor do? So here's the question: is the initial factor enrich the Shinui, enhance it, or is the Shinui stand on its own right? But in order to be kainer, some Shinui is kainer, some Shinui is not kainer. That we could have asked, we got to be Yadayim, for instance. Could have asked that Chesed of Yossi. It would be difficult to raise this issue with regard to the contribution of Yush. Yadayim, I can understand either way. Either it's with more push, more firepower to the horsepower of the Kenyan, or it deepens the Shinu. Diversion. Yush couldn't do that. So Yush has to deal with the scope of the Shinui, with the scope of the Kinyan, and the ability of Shinui Hashem to be kind. Then if we ask ourselves, what does the Yush contribute? So the Chur, as I've said before, just a moment ago, the Yush can add power to the process of Kinyan. but not affect and impact in any way upon the kind of shinui that you have. But if this is the case, I believe it makes sense. So we have to ask ourselves, we've got the shinui kot and shinui gadol, same question she asked because Krishna Briyasa previously. President Briyasa, so we ask, it's not a shinui altogether, it's a shinui, but not sufficient to be kaina. Whoever it's not a shinui at all, it's hard to see how Yush is going to bail us out. So it's a non-starter. If you say that it is a shinui, but in terms of the ability to be kaina, to overcome prior bias of the Makamer, you need something more. So you're dealing with the context of Shinui, but the total apparatus, I've said, is of a different order. Okay, so we have this issue of gradations of Shinui and two types of gradations. One in which I say, this is not a shinui altogether. That which I say it's a shinui, but not enough to be kind of for one reason or another. But this issue with regard to Biyadayim Kodesh Rashi, Kaiser the Briyasa, instead of Kodesh Tesis, and Shinui Gadol, with regard to the first Lashon Hayis over here. This at the bottom here. It takes as a sense of the combination of Yush plus Shinu Hashem, but also Shinu Hashem plus Shinu Maise as well. You begin, we have to ask ourselves the same question. Shinu Hashem is the Kena in its own right, its own. How would the combination of Shinu Maise and Shinu Hashem help us? But here the answer may be different than the answer with regard to Yush. Without the Yush, I say if it's a Naj, not Shinui. Without the Yush, it's not Shinui with Yush either. So what help would it be? So therefore, then we have to learn it is a Shinui. The kind of Shinui Hashem, which requires Shinu Maise, and which gets over the top with Shinu Maise, not without it, that could be something which is not defined as a Shinu on its own. Perhaps Shinu could be a composite, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Each element, each factor enters into the picture in terms of making a total transformation. If that's the case, then we can have another level. We have a very low level of Shinui, which on its own is not Shinui at all. That's Shinui Hashem without Shinui Maise. At that level, the addition of Yush will not improve the picture. But it's still no Shinui. It's a non-Shinui. Then we have a second level of sufficient Shinui that can be included in the family, not enough to be Kainer, together with Yush. Its firepower is advanced, enhanced, it can be kind. Third case of Shinui, which different intermediate level of Shinui. Shinui, which Shinui Kotna Stasis says, with which Yush is kinder, but the assumption that this Shinui is defined as Shinui, Yeah, what's going on before? It's what Shiva, what we need to be on. And then we have the Shinui, Shinui Godel, which is created without Yush, without Shinui Meisir, stands at its own. And all that may be, I'm not sure that soul tastes. What I'm suggesting is, that, I want to be clear, understood, is that you can have a certain level of Shinui with which you, with Yush, without the Kainer, with Shinui Meisir will be Kainer. There's mentioned the Chodem Achta, Chodem Yush, Oyem Shinui Meisir. To some extent, not the Shinui Hashem, very much troubled certain aspects of it. Part of the question is definition. Part of the question, part of the trouble by how it functions altogether. We haven't got the Shinui Hashem one issue. We should have encountered the Shinui Meisir, but they because of the Biyasa. It just appears in the Gemara later on after that's like Dal Bashur previously. It appears in the Gemara in Sukkir after Agid was Chesed Biyasa, then Meisir the Hem Shinui Hashem. Then the Gemara says that there is the Shinui Hashem. No, excuse me. Our sugya would appear in Mos Loshin Shina Shchayv Yosef Shishalam Shinui. The problem is more acute with the God Shina Hashem than the God Shina Meisir. Shina Meisir, there is an objective reality which is not to be denied. So the Chayv Yosef is not a factor. Shina Hashem, which is sort of an abstract way of looking at something, rather than an actual change, their Chesed B'Yosef is more critical. So we could, in dealing with Chesed B'Yosef, we could deal with it with regard to Shinui Meisir and Shinui Hashem equally, or with regard to Shinui Hashem and Shinui Meisir, depending on how we view the sugyas which would deal with Shinui B'Yosef. But I'm not talking about the question of Shinui Meisir, Shinui Hashem and Chesed B'Yosef. I'm talking about what's defined as Shinui Hashem to begin with. And the two questions which concern me in this regard. Number one, when the Gemara tries to deal with certain issues of Shinui Hashem, whether it was or was not a Shinui Hashem, where does the Gemara take you? Here, right here, this Gemara. Levin Asayim. That's the question. Let's assume this overall category livestock. Before it was a buck or not a buck. But all kinds of changes have taken place. Now let's assume your friend the pasuk refers to the term buck or even if it's a day old. But that doesn't foresee the possibility of there being changes pashetach subsequently. Changes which are not in Shina Maisa, Shina Hashem. For certain purposes, classification, perception, nomenclature, what name you give it, all these things can change. To what extent can we look at the psukim in that respect? As well as another context, the Shantir Khushmanadmuch. Because Shinui Hashem, there may be a lot of parameters for the categories, but the details are left to social interaction and social custom. What's an eichel, what's a beged, what's a kli? All those things can be defined halachically. But the metzias of a particular object, whether it's a kli or an eichel, or neither, that is to be left to what people do, what people eat, what they don't eat, what they wear, what they don't wear. So why should that be the case without the Shinui Hashem as well? Beyond that, trouble with something else. It seems to me there are two radically different kinds of Shinui Hashem. The common denominator is the absence of Shinui Maaseh. But what you do have is very different. The Gemara of Luluv. So when it says, you call Luluv all the time, even before you had the Dasim and Elavis, it's not a Shinui Hashem. Okay, so there nothing has changed. Put it out of his son, Dasivan. That's Shinui Hashem. In our case, though, the case of Meirish Shmei Olav. Of course, Shmei Olav. Something very radically has changed. What's changed is not necessarily the physical object, but its context. And the context has an effect upon the identity of an object. If you have a board which is in a lumberyard, it's one thing. If you have a board which is in a house, it's something else. It's the same board. Maybe you didn't paint it, you didn't make any physical change to the board. But it's not part of a house. Be part of a house is not the same as being an anonymous board. If I had to judge whether Shinui Hashem is kind or not, or what is the fire of Shinui Hashem, I would say it depends. It could depend. If we deal with Shinui Hashem, with the metzius, physical metzius of that limited object has not changed. But in terms of function, the role that it plays, that's undergone a drastic change. That might be regarded as a shinui, and to be kind of. Without shinui maaseh, without yush, that's a shinui. If you're dealing with an object which is the same identity and nothing gets changed, then I would say that's either it's not defined as a Shinui Hashem, and then Shinui Hashem is the fact which is Kain. The Gemara here seems to run them together. What talks about Meirish, Meshin Hashem, and you need to have a shavim. That's one case. Compared to the case Utsva, which has not yet undergone any change whatsoever. So these are two different kinds of Shin Hashem, would be at new, and one of us put together. However, another problem with the Gemara here is going from the point of view of Kal Vachomer. It says, Madoch for Meiri, the Gemara says in discussion, Madoch for Meirish, that it's Mekog Shurash Tetlala, but it's undergone a contextual change. Therefore, it's changed of identity. Before it was before it was just a piece of wood, now it's part of a ceiling. Still, that doesn't work. Askam Vachama, was the Shinui Hashem, which has not entailed any contextual change of identity, then it is totally the same. So that I understand. The question is whether the reverse, in terms of what the Gemara says over here, what would be the reverse? If we had a Pasel HaLamaisi, could we distinguish with regard to Meirish, or a case such as Meirish, to Shin Hashem of that order, and Shin Hashem of the other kind, where nothing in effect changes in the paradox of the contextual. Here, of course, we did to some extent with what I was understanding about Shinui Hashem, but her understanding of Shem generally. Rose bed in the name would smell it sweet. The name does not create the reality. Contrary, the reality reflects the name. Call it this, call it that. It's a mitzvah. So what is the name? The name is a way of describing something, of classifying it, and giving identity in that sense. But we have sometimes speak of a name, a Shem, within the context of perception, of description. Not that somehow we've arbitrarily assigned a certain name to something, now we change its name. If the whole society should decide to start using, calling lumber kukuviku, it would still be lumber. That's not Shin Hashem. Say Shin Hashem is where the character, the role, the function, as in the Gemara Sukkot, before it was a lulav, I mean, before it was a vegetative growth, and now it's a lulav. Nothing has changed physically, but the halachic status has changed. We could have in other cases. Something which we have classifications in many years, Allah of Kelim and Eichelim. It's something which had been an Eichel, could become Eichel, the reverse, one of two ways. Either if you change the object, cooked it into something else, or if you change the rules of the game, you change the classification. If you decided to lower the bar, also be Shin Hashem. That's the kind of Shinui. What about Shinui Hashem, he says, critical, is the social use, the perception, or do we say, no, the mere fact that it's called something else? And here I have a problem again with the psukim. Psukim do with what it's called. Psukim don't tell you what use is made of it. According to Rav Yosef Meir Shmuyalov, Abzeir HaTikva disagrees. Abzeir says this indeed marriage is a shinui. Shinui chesed b'riyase. I would guess that according to Rav Zeder, the Shinui, Shin Hashem is the Shinui Beirish, where indeed there is some functional contextual change. It's not that people decide to start calling it something else, the name change itself would not be relevant. That I think should have come with the Shinui Hashem. So we have a consideration of Shinui Hashem independently considered. Some of the difficulties that I've mentioned raised here by this definition, particularly with to what extent the Shinui Hashem is to reflect in some way some change in use and function and context. Shinui Hashem allied to some other factor, be it Shinui Maaseh, be it Yiyush. And the question that and what kind of Shinui Hashem would require. And with regard to Shinui Hashem, we have to take another factor into consideration. Talking about Shinui Maaseh, the Gemara considers Shinui Maaseh as in with regard to Shinui, with regard to Gazlin, with regard to other areas as well. Should the same apply to Shinui Hashem as well? If we assume Shinui Hashem is a variant of Shinui Maaseh, as assumed under, perhaps yes. If we assume it's an independent category, perhaps this category is applicable to Gzeile. It's not Kain Shigazal. But with regard to Esnam, with regard to Reshtagez, these areas, Elav Shinui Hashem, perhaps they don't take that into consideration. Or at the very least, if I were to take into consideration, I would modify what kind of Shinui Hashem we're talking about. We're talking about Shinui Hashem, which is contextually and functionally indeed a Shinui. I could see that as going across the board. If, however, talking about the kind of formal nomenclature, what kind of names you use, for that, most might be the Gatik Zela, not in other areas. Tesis here talks about the conjunction of Shinui Hashem with Yush Shinui Maaseh. This here at the bottom. Men of Hashem disagree. The Ramban and Milchames, Kesel Michael, Shchai Shchai Vekayim, Shinui Maaseh like Shinui Hashem, Shushan Shinui Maaseh, both work without Yeyush. That's the first Malach, it seems to understand Shinui Hashem, Shinui Maaseh are parallel Shinui. Then he goes beyond that, he says that the whole function of Shinui Maaseh is itself the very Shinui Hashem, and the central category, the fundamental category, is Shinui Hashem. So, made of Shinui Maaseh doesn't require Yiyush, obviously, Shinui Hashem doesn't need either, but Shinui Maaseh only works as being, in effect, a form of Shinui Hashem. And that's certainly the more prevalent psak. Taisin Sukhya. I remind myself yesterday before, but I tried to use the text about Shechet B'yotzei, B'yodayim, this is the serious expands the text, I'm sorry. I thought it was a text today before. This is sort of a summary, we'll look at it briefly, and I'll ask you for the next time. Rashi is coming in the middle. Shinui Maaseh Sheinu Chozer, Kein Shinui Hashem Sheinu Chozer, Kone Midaraisa, Af Agav V'lo Nisayesh. That's against what they says over here, that you need Shinui Hashem requires Kwaziru Shushim or Kijanju Shinamaisa. Still not Shinamaisa, Shinashav, most Shinin doesn't require Yush. The Shinamaisa is a kind of blue Yush with the Rabbana. That's the Kharis of Shavim. So with the Rabbana, you lower the bar of Shinamaisa Chayza. Shina Hashem, the other mitzvah of the Yush, the Kani Klachus, we didn't make it, the Kani Sashem. So you taste the sting of Shem, when you got Shina Maisa, when you got to Chesed Boyasa, the Shina Hashem, Shina Maisa. And the Gemara, by us, that can be understood, why folks think of Shina Hashem, which is Chesed Boyasa, the other Gemara, as I mentioned before, it would appear that Shina Maisa also Chesed Boyasa is no good. So here we have the Sukkah. One of the places that that works, either Shina Maisa should work independently. The distinction between the level of the Rabbanim, neither needs to hang on the other. As opposed to the Teshuvah by us, the little bar test at the bottom, which assumes that they need to go together, the measure will be the Teshuvah, the Tafs of Chum Aleph, as he rejects what Teshuvah says before, but the conjunction with Yeush perhaps also reject the conjunction with Shina Maisa, and Shusha Shina Maisa can work equally. Just to stay, put on the table issues which we left, we're leaving hanging. One is the question of the Yadayim called the Rashi, whether that's necessary or not, and if it's necessary, what connection? Second is the possible conjunction of the possible definition of Shini Hashem, whether the differential two kinds of Shini Hashem. He sees up so one should. And the question is scope of Shin Hashem. What Shin Hashem appears with God the Gazlin? Could be, applies elsewhere as well. Could be that not, depending on how you learn Shin Hashem. Then my explanation would be, if it is a more general concept, then it should be of a more limited order, where the Shin Hashem reflects not simply a decision to define it differently, but that the reason that there was a Shinui Hashem was some mitzvah has changed. That mitzvah has changed may not be the dimension of the object or something else concerning it. Maybe what's changed is Darum and Arum. As I said, maybe the rules have changed and not the object. That I would understand, but it could work elsewhere as well. In Zayla, but you don't need that. If Shina Hashem, any sort works, because most of Hashem is assumed that you don't need Yush, and Shina Maisa together with it, then either kind would work. But a little differently, if my distinction is correct, two kinds of Shina Hashem, then with regard to the need for supplementary Yush, Shina Maisa, but also the distinction of these two kinds. The rules have changed. The object is the same. That works without Yush, without Shina Maisa. Without Shina Maisa. If neither the rules have changed, nor the object has changed, but simply, for whatever reason, it's not called a different name, that I think should not work, or could instead of not work, in the absence of the conjunction of Shiyush and Shina Maisa. The ability to, so that's a question also we've left somewhat hanging. The distinction between Chabzev and Yosef with regard to the definition of Shina Hashem, I think it's correct as stated previously. The Tosfos, the Shemesh Kotten, Shinogodl, is left undefined as to what Shinogodl, Shinogodl. But here again, I've raised the same issue, which I think runs like a thread the way this case will be considered. Namely, what is not defined as Shinu at all, what is defined as a Shinu, but is insufficient to be Kainer. Here the question, what I call it a Kula, of course, becomes a critical issue. The details of Shinuis I've indicated are more difficult to fathom. I'll deal with that briefly next time, but I'm not able to develop the formulaic principles which should satisfy me. These questions of Shinu appear in the Sugyas, the three levels, then the Shinu, which is not Chesed V'yaseh, Shinu Chesed V'yaseh, which is not but it's Shinu, but it's not enough Mekoyner, Chesbiyas, which is nothing. So that you have in the Gemara Tzalek Gimel, Tzalek Dalet, that Chesed Ibriyas. With regard to what you could regard as Shinu, the Gemara of Tzalek Vav, Poland and Sarah Gordon days. Yeah. That'll round out more or less with regard to Shinui. What's in the background, of course, and we'll get that mentioned in due time, is with regard to Leida and Shvach. Sugya beginning with Gazleitzim. Not in so much related to the definition of Shinui such, but other ramifications. That would have to do with in due time. And the sugya here that's some involved, we have left two other questions which relate to some distinction with Yush and Shinu possibly. I mentioned at this point, but we had Yush yet, won't be until next week, so we're not in a position to deal with it. One is, what says the Yush is not kind of Balkok? Does that apply to Shinu? That's what I was talking about. Secondly, the issue which I mentioned previously, is it conceivable that after Shinui, it should be Chiv Dal Vehe? When Yush, we'll see the text of Sarah Gnozayit assumes this, what about Shinui? Well, by and large, we're more or less complete with basic also about the Shinui. Now we'll have to come back to one point which is an overhang from last time. We spoke today of various strains of Shinui. I spoke last time of various strains and modes of Shinui, various sources of Shinui, why Shinui works. I spoke of this connection and maybe the Meister said it's obscure, etc. Is it at all conceivable? Think about this, that with regard to the question we raise, what happens? Are you kind of Gzela, because initial Maisa Gzela, simply because we've removed the barrier, Chira Shover, could this hinge on what kind of Shia we're talking about? Instead, we sought to develop different avenues, channels of Shinui. That's the definition. Maybe in terms of the mechanics that works altogether, there should be difference. Similarly, with regard to Rashi, it works by Yadayim, but that depends on the kind of Shinui. As I mentioned, I thought it was tested, the Ravim Sassan Sivis, that Chesed Briyase is the Yadayim and not. Might that be an issue according to Rashi as well, or not? Well, we'll get to finish up. Now that brings us to Yush. We're familiar with Yush already, of course, because of Sugilat Sahvav. I'm holding off for the time being, do that at some later point, write some of the details of the examples of the Gemara. When you meet Gozo Kavan the Chavre and first deal with Yush as such. In terms of dealing with Yush, we have two primary foci. One is the sugi here, akin, possibly allied to the sugi of Mitzir, Ba'aveda. I'll talk about this shortly. The other is the sugi of Santo Samo Zayin, parallel to one Gittin of Nurei and elsewhere. We had the Yush being Kain, not Kain, which used to be a Gzela problem, not an Aveda problem. And with the whole idea of comparing Gzela and Aveda, it seemingly doesn't even arise. It would be helpful if we could get it all under our belt at one time and work through it systematically. In practice, that may not be feasible. So I suggest as follows. First of all, we got the Yush in general. Where's the smoke here? Where's the work? Where's the base? Take a look at the Gemara B'Mitzir, Daf Chuzayin Medalev, we got the Aveda. And you'll show me at the very beginning. The show is the beginning of the Perek in Bamitzir Mitzias. The Gemara, the Chofalof from Mitbeis in Bamitzir, which differentiates between Bisua Siyade and Bateo Siyade, and the Gemara from Beis and Beis in Bamitzir, in the middle of the Shtikl of Yigat Aveda, Avur Ben Mikolodom, it's supposed to have. All that is important per se, and serves the background the discussion of Rashi and Tesis. These couple lines of the Gemara of Sama Chavav and Aliv, comparison to Aveda, Achanam given to Miyayish. Now, if Yush is Kainer, if you're not Kainer, first I'll deal with what Yush is. Critical, this is with regard to Yush's job phenomenon. The critical importance with regard to Yush, with regard to Gzelis, where it works with Kakois. Kaka and Gzelis, so Shina doesn't work with Kaka. That's the Gemara later on, the Kufi Zayin at base. That's what we pass. What about Aved? What about Yush with Kaka? Is it working out? That can be raised with regard to Aved, with regard to Gzela. That to both. This you have in the Sugi and Sukhya, the long tesis previously. More Bekitsa, the Gemara, Vavasach Ben Dalav and Aleph, and the top tesis over there. Rambam and Raivin Tess was Ksela by David. End of Park Tess and Gina Park Yud. With reference to the Gemara Gittin from its animate base. The Mother Gittin talks about the possibility that Yush is relevant to Avadim. Avadim also not Nigzolim. That's what we passed it. It's a Gemara of some involvement base, that's what we passed it. But if they're Nigzolim, so how does Yush work with that Avadim? This is I'm sorry, it's the end of my class, we can break this. By class, we can break this through Halach Aleph of Perk Tess. Rabban Drive there. There are two Yosais in the Rabbi Yosef in the Magen Mishnah. The Prime in his Chibur deals with this and it's a very basic discussion in relation with Yush and Shinui if it can work, how they work in one nation. The biggest part of the nation should be already considered. Maybe do me a favor. I think I will pray down here. Go down towards the door. The top shelf. It seems to say with a little brown edge sticking out. No, that's a black edge, you know? It should be brown edged. You don't see it. And maybe I didn't. Maybe it's in here. I have two more upstairs with it. All right, I'll try for you. You don't need the whole shtickl, but partly it's part of relative to this. Let me summarize again how we get our feet wet here. First, we have to finish up with the Shinui. We get to Yiyush. Start with the Sugi here. Until the Gemara of Sabah Zayin. Sabah Zayin would treat as the different union would deal on another occasion in the set of Mekoyos. Take Yush in basically its home court, that's in Elimitzius. The Gemara of Chav Zayin. Yisua Sev Yad of Chafal Amad Beis. Avud Mem Kolod Dom Dav. Of Beis Amad Beis. And they take it also in the Rambam, Avud Mem Kolod Dom. It's by Yud Aleph, I believe, Halacha Hey, maybe it's not by Yud Aleph. And you will show me at the beginning it's back. Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud. Rent this Rashi here. Here's the basic picture with regard to the fundamental elements of Yush. This is totally independent of Yush and Yush, just Yush as such. And then, as I mentioned, some possible parts of Yush and Shinui, but there's some issues we've already raised here. In this connection, the possible distinction with regard to Karkoyos is relevant. There, I referred you to the Gemara with regard to Karkoyos in Gzela, in Zekai, in Gzelas, Ufyutayin, Avodim that Achos Rabbein Chachobod and Gzelam of Tzadik Zayin, it's a form of base. With regard to Avodim that Yush helps, the Gemara in Gittin of Lamed Zayin, Lamed Beis. Then the Rambam and the Raibu with regard to Avodim and Karkoyos, the end of Parak Ches, beginning of Parak Tes, and the Reb Chaim which deals with that. just two additional makaris relating before you get to kakois at the more fundamental level. We're not going to plow through that sugya now, but the taste of some chtes. Anybody can manage it, but 7 minutes from the bottom. No, but it does rise to the bottom. Right, Lomro Yed, Kel Shalikti Chilava. If this is 2 days, it's the Hal Yush. Works, you need to do by Sakinya or not. That is of significance. And right, that was it, yeah. Okay, we'll have our hands full with Shem. Thank you so much for coming. What the situation will be, I hope much longer than I have it over here. I have to wait until I get a clearance to the doctor, and that won't be for 2.5 weeks for sure.
Okay. Yeah. It's not, it's not.